Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Apparently the proof is in the Instagram. That was Stiz. He didn't care for John Henry's cigar, and he made that declaration. If they win the World Series, so good news is, Stiz, you're not getting a tattoo. You're not going to have to worry about getting a tattoo unless they really pull something out of their bungholes in the next couple months here. We did have a texter wonder, Stiz, did you like Clinton's cigar?
Oh, man.
Did I like what?
Clinton's cigar.
Clinton cigar.
You don't know about Clinton cigar? And it's not a euphemism. It was a cigar that was used in a euphemistic
way. Tell them about
way.
The Twinkie.
Oh, yeah, I guess that didn't end great, but.
What about Red Auerbach?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. In fact.
Oh, so he can smoke cigars.
Just the context behind. He's taking Victor. It's like, calm down, guy. After your history in the city, calm down.
Down, Dan Ball.
Sorry, I didn't like his point. My bad.
Speaking of victory cigars, the Oklahoma City Thunder sealed the deal game 7. I was right. It went 7. Went longer than expected. I believe you people, Stiz, were predicting the Pacers in 7. And you might have had a shot had Tyrese Halliburton not torn his Achilles tendon
Crazy.
In the first quarter.
Can we get into the whole thing about like calf injuries and Achilles tears? Because these NBA stars like Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Tyrese Halliburton, Damian Lillard with bad calves, maybe take a few extra days off.
No chance. Like from now, if I were an NBA player now and I had a bum calf,
I'd be
and
out
you
for
said, no, no,
two
you'll
months.
Be fine. It's totally, it's not related. Muscle, tendon, totally different. You're fine.
I'd How like, do they not understand they're connected?
How the hell do you know?
Dude. I mean, this is terrible. And that effectively ended that the second that happened, game over.
Yeah, because the Pacers tried to fight the good fight. They just didn't have the horses. I didn't think it was a very good basketball game, and I know there was high ratings. It was game 7, the whole thing.
Oh, the game was awful.
It was just and it kind
of
was
bad
like
as the reaction of the Thunder at the end. They were like, "Oh yeah, we won."
Yeah, cuz
yeah, what's with that, by the way?
Nobody can figure it out. Also, did you see the Thunder's hats? They look like they were bought at Five Below.
Yeah, they're not great.
Pathetic.
Like the clearance rack golf hats, because they were the rope hats, right?
Yeah.
Which like I do like, but
with a tiny little patch, and it just said, champions.
Kind of matched the celebration, honestly.
God, it was
underwhelming.
Like, absolutely dismal.
And was the storyline narrative of the pre-painted buses accurate, or was that something fake?
No, that was real.
That was real. They had buses painted for Oklahoma Thunder champions before the game, and that video was real that I saw on Twitter. And apparently Rick Carlisle used that because he said something about, look what I stumbled on here in Oklahoma City. Well, it didn't work, even though he lost his best player. And it's unfortunate because I said to Fitzy off air, a lot of times we talk about the NFL as a battle of attrition. It's the healthiest team that ends up winning. You know, you get it such a long season, blah, blah. The NBA is becoming this battle of attrition. I mean, we see it here with the Celtics, even though they were going to lose anyway. But
literally limped to the finish line.
And we saw it last year on the opposite end of the spectrum. All the other teams lost their players. The Celtics stayed relatively healthy, and the Celtics won the title. The Thunder stayed relatively healthy. They won the title. And so they have a championship in Oklahoma City, and SGA has an MVP award. Mm-hmm. He has a finals MVP award. So SGA is a better player than Jason Tatum, correct?
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
Why wouldn't you? I felt like I just presented a pretty strong. So he scored 33 points a game in the regular season.
Do his accomplishments make him a better overall player? Does he play great defense? That's pretty good.
Does he play great offense?
His offense is pretty good.
Is there some clutchiness to him?
Clutchiness?
Yeah, he's a little more clutchy than Tatum, no?
He could just be clutch.
Yeah, there's a clutchiness. So he's clutchy.
You're really just going to drive that clutchy thing. Yep.
Hammer that clutch. Dan Ball?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander this year had the second highest scoring average in a season by an NBA champion, including playoffs. Only one higher was Michael Jordan.
And he was
pretty impressive.
Favorite to win the title. He won the title.
Mm-hmm.
He led his team to the title. He didn't need Chet Holmgren to score like 30 points a game to carry his ass to a title. No one else won the MVP in the finals.
Well, Jalen Williams did actually show up a little bit bigger a few games during the finals.
He's a great player.
Yes.
He's part of why they have a chance to be a dynasty.
Isn't he their Jalen Brown, per se?
Because
if SGA spit the bit last night and Jalen Williams played better,
yes,
Jalen Williams probably would have gotten the finals.
And Chet Holmgren is their Porzingis. If he's healthy and he's built like him, as Rich Keefe says, when he turns sideways, you can't see him. He's like a sheet of paper, and he gets hurt all the time.
I know.
If he's healthy, they have an absolute chance to be a dynasty. They have an absolute chance to defend their title, to break the trend.
My fear with them is not – I think this team is fallible, as Indiana and their resilience showed throughout the series, because if Halliburton doesn't go down, I can't tell you that the Thunder definitely would have won last night. What I can tell you is there's a reason people should be fearful of the Thunder, given the 10,000, approximately, give or take a few hundred, 10,000 draft picks they have over the next couple of years.
Well, it's not over the next couple of years. They also have two first-round picks from last year who basically did nothing.
Yeah.
And if you believe in, what the hell's his name, Sam Presti, and his ability to put talent together and all that, those guys are probably pretty good. And if they have to take on elevated role. That's the other thing.
Wait.
We overrate Peyton Pritchard. This was a quick, squirrel moment. Peyton Pritchard, we all love. He's great.
Yep.
T.J. McConnell is Peyton Pritchard, right?
Yes.
Like, if he was on the final stage.
Slightly taller Pritchard, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, he gets to the rim in a way that you're like, I don't think this is, oh, son of a bitch, he laid it in. Like, he's quick to the rim, lays it in, finishes.
Every team should have one. Every team should have an STP, a slightly taller Pritchard.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But we have ours, and ours is going to probably be, I won't say overexposed, but utilized and featured prominently this upcoming season because Tatum's going to be out. I don't know if you heard. And also, maybe you just sort of conveniently forgot that on the island. And B, Drew Holiday, I don't think he's long for the Celtics.
No, I don't think he is either. And the Celtics are going to be a totally different beast, so I don't think they're going to be in this conversation. But the Celtics are a cautionary tale for the Thunder. Because the Celtics were well on their way to a dynasty, well on their way to winning back-to-back. They have the rosters together. It's built. It's everything's in place. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. And then it didn't work. And they followed the trend that Terp told us months and months ago that defending champions don't get out of the second round. The Thunder, to me, their biggest issue is the West. The West is loaded. The West has a lot of, like, I get why there's talk of, like, Durant. Originally, I think there was some talk and Giannis, like, wanting to be in the East. The East looks like a cakewalk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other than the Cavs.
Who's it for, though? Who's the East a cakewalk for next season?
Any team that potentially gets built this offseason. Like, that.
Like, East, if the Knickerbockers get Giannis.
Or just you get hot. Or let's just say
the
Jaylen Brown-led Celtics get hot, and you're like, they're not as good as they've been in past years, but they got hot. I think you could roll right through the East. The Magic, the Magic are an ascending team.
Did you see how much they gave up?
Yes.
For, was it Desmond Bane?
Desmond
Bane. First.
Yes.
So they're definitely going to be better, and they already gave the Celtics a hell of a time.
Right. And I think any of those teams could roll through the East. I think the West is going to be a dogfight. I don't think Kevin Durant is going to work in Houston. And that's,
how'd you feel about the trade?
I think it's dumb for Houston.
It's a lot to give up.
And he's not a winner. I know people will like get on me for this. He won when he joined a winner. Literally and figuratively. He joined the Warriors and he joined Steph Curry. He joined a winner who had won, and that's how he had won. And I also think this is not going to work with Ime Udoka. I'm not sure the hard ass Ime Udoka is going to meld very well with Kevin Durant, who's got a little Rafi Devers to him. I think he just wants to do his thing and play by his own rules.
He's a little better than Rafi Devers for crossing sports.
No, but he's sensitive. He's sensitive and he lives in his own
world.
He's
the guy that created the culture of having a burner, for God's
Correct.
Sakes.
Correct. And just like Devers is the guy, it's not what you asked, it's how you asked it.
Did you
think Ime Udoka is going to make sure he picks his words properly with Kevin Durant?
Do you think
Ime Udoka got punked in his second game as the head coach?
While you were on vacation, Ime Udoka was signed to a long-term lucrative extension.
Yes.
Ime Udoka was the face of the franchise until the Rockets traded half of the franchise for Kevin Durant. Side note
but
to
doesn't
that,
he want to win?
He certainly
you
both
took
of
a,
them do.
In
both
my opinion, you took both a step backwards when you traded for Kevin Durant.
You really think so?
I think they have less of a chance to win now. Weren't they the 2 seed?
They were.
Thank you. Thumbs up from Dan. They were the 2 seed.
16 games behind OKC as the 2 seed.
And what were the Suns led by Kevin Durant? Which seed were they?
They were the eliminated seed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's funny how that works. So I think they took a step backwards. Yeah,
the cast and Phoenix,
the NBA lusting
issues.
For stars. Like sometimes there's no reason.
Arizona Sun.
There's no reason involved. They're not smart. Dan Ball, you're giving me sideways dog view right now.
No, I'm trying to follow your logic as usual, and I'm curious to see where
so
you
Kevin
land.
Durant. Is a star player.
He is. They traded spare or multiple parts
right.
to try to create so one who, better player, and they did.
So, Dan, would you, if you have it
is
readily available, it's Dylan Brooks.
How do you do
Dylan Brooks.
The 10th overall pick.
Yes.
4 second-round picks.
When did second-round picks become a thing?
Like, is that a commodity? Those were like throwaways. No one cared about those. It's like once every 5 years, there's a good second-round pick. And now it's like five second-round picks.
And that second-round pick was Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're never usually that very good.
I just, to me, that's a waste. But the bigger, I'm not questioning what they gave up to get him.
Yeah.
I think you are, you pulled a reverse Devers. Look that up in the Urban Dictionary.
I don't think that's safe for the radio.
The Red Sox are addition by subtraction. The Rockets are subtraction by addition. I don't believe in Kevin Durant.
I think Kevin Durant is going to make them a better basketball team.
Mm, I bet you. You want to bet right now?
Yes. But their
I know
record?
You like to put up a Narragansett. I'll put up the Miller Lights.
Okay.
Actually, six. We'll reverse that. We should reverse that. You put up Miller Lights. I'll put up Narragansett
okay,
so we
fine.
Get our
yes,
beer
exactly.
choice.
Six for a six.
Six for a six. A sixer on the line.
We've made a lot of bets. Is someone keeping track of this? Maybe for
so.
Zocco.
Brian, the Houston Rockets will be a lower seed this year.
Okay. What if they win more games?
I don't care. They're a lower seed. I'm trying to manipulate this to win.
You absolutely
I want
are.
Free Miller Lights.
It's the record.
They'll have, okay, so
they
they'll
won 52 games last
they'll
year.
They'll have a worse record.
Okay, fair
the
enough.
The Rockets will have a worse record and be a lower
Deal.
Seed.
Deal.
Which is all likely those go together hand mm-hmm. in hand.
Yeah.
Okay, with
Deal.
Kevin Durant.
Yes.
This is the lust for the star power super team stupidity that gets GMs
He's
and
on
teams
a one-year deal, and I think that they can absolutely feature him and they can get 30 points a night.
But more importantly, OKC. It's their world right now in
Udoka
the NBA.
Udoka signed off on the trade.
I know. I didn't say, I mean, he's made some bad decisions in his life.
Well, yeah.
Right? This
pants
may be
on
another bad decision. Why are you laughing, Dan Ball?
Pants on and pants off.
It's proven that he's made some bad decisions. This could be mm-hmm. another in a list of bad decisions.
It's a...
I guess I can't argue against that.
Okay. But OKC, do you believe OKC, mm-hmm. unlike the Celtics, right now are a one-and-done champion? It could change. In 2 years,
the odds are that they have, I would say, the best chance to repeat in a long time.
Oh, I disagree.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't think
I think the Celtics this year had a better chance to repeat than the OKC
Thunder I don't understand why everybody thought this was just fait accompli for the Celtics this past season.
Because they were coming off a title.
Mm-hmm.
They had the whole team together. They
were
going to
exhaust their players at the Olympics.
No one was saying this at the time.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Where were you saying this? On the radio.
I don't listen to you.
Especially when you're on the same show as me?
No. But where you were the... Because I didn't hear anybody.
Yes,
All the discussions I remember is the only thing that could derail
like
the Celtics was health.
Oh, they're going to be undefeated at home.
No, I said 41-0 at home. I did not say 82-0. Don't make it sound ridiculous.
If you're there, you're there, Fitz.
Where was this at the time? Because all I remember is people putting them in the finals and special. And my guy Arcand was comparing them to the 86 Celtics. This could be the best Celtics team of all time, is what people were talking about. The only thing that could derail them was injuries. And that's not an excuse, right? We're not giving them the injury excuse, right?
Celtics?
Yeah, because they were going to lose that series with Jason Tatum.
You think so?
Yeah. They had lost the game.
It wasn't until Jaylen Brown became the number one guy that they had a chance, right, Andy?
True that. 12 assists, baby, in that next game. Showed up.
We may need to go revisit exactly how they lost that series. They lost the series by two, blowing the 20-point lead.
And their coach didn't call a timeout. He was like, yeah, run it again. They'll never see it coming. That's how they lost their series. I can tell you that right now.
So bad.
They kept shooting threes.
Yep.
That's on the coach. Mm-hmm. The coach didn't call a timeout. That's on the coach. Their coach helped them blow that series.
Yes,
they missed a lot of shots.
And by the way, you know said coach is in his lame duck season right now and has not been re-signed.
This was the last year of his contract.
He's got 1 year coming up.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
He needs to earn his extension.
Do you think
he's
going
to actually have to coach this year, too, because he doesn't roll out the best team in basketball. This was single hit. Remember the Scal borderline just bragging all the time? Like, we're the best team in basketball. No one's going to beat us in a series. Somebody can beat us one off. We can beat ourselves. Like,
I'm closer to LeBron than you are to me.
And he thought that this team was closer to the greatest of all time than it was to failing in the second round. And that arrogance is gone this year. If they're going to win, Joe Mazzulla is going to have to coach this basketball team. Because it's going to be a very different basketball team led by my guy, Jaylen Brown. Mm-hmm. And yes, I put a lot of pressure on Jaylen Brown. I think
now comes the part where you tell us how many times you wore the Jaylen Brown jersey in the Caribbean.
Yeah, did you post it on Twitter?
Oh, I forgot. I will. I'll do that during the next break. Definitely the Jaylen Brown jersey was out and proud in front of the Pitons. You know what the Pitons are?
Yes, the mountains.
Yeah, the mountains in St. Lucia. It's what they named the beer after.
I was going to say, I thought it was like an appetizer or something.
Nope, the beers were named
the Pitons. The Pitons were not, that's not a nickname for like a nude beach.
No, I also went to a volcano. You ever been to an active volcano before?
Mm-mm.
Or maybe active is a strong word, but.
Well, it's not, no, it's active. No, active meaning that the volcano could erupt. It's not, it hasn't
yes,
for thousands
it hasn't,
of years.
No, 300.
Okay.
300 years ago, 17-something, and it's steaming, and there's like, blah, 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 it's bubbling and all that.
Sure.
But yeah, she did clarify when you start the tour, like, active volcano doesn't mean you'll see lava.
You're probably
today.
Fine,
because if there was lava, we wouldn't be just having
you'd
tours
be flying
right now.
Home.
Right, you'd be getting the hell out of there. But I did visit an active volcano near
the Pitons.
How about
that? A little
anyway,
culture.
Long
story. Great story.
Joe, you sidetracked me. I'm going to blame you. You sidetracked me very quickly there with the Joe Mazzulla lame duck.
Why, that's relevant to the conversation as far as how the Celtics go this season. Like, does he coach his ass off? Do they compete for Joe? Do they think that he's gone? Could he be canned halfway through the season and replaced with somebody else? Like, these are all valid questions.
That last part would surprise me. Canned halfway through the season.
Why, what if they're like...
Although you're right, the last
what if they're
head
27
coach,
and 30?
The last head coach in Boston that went into a lame duck season without a contract extension... Jim Montgomery, mm-hmm. his brother Joe also didn't have a contract.
I was going to say, things didn't go well for Joe.
Jim Montgomery, it didn't go well, and he was run out of town, right?
Yeah.
The difference?
Mm-hmm.
I think they wanted to run him out of town. I don't think they wanted him
Don
to be the
Sweeney
head coach.
Don Sweeney really isn't.
I think Brad Stevens likes Joe Mazzulla. I think there's a chance he gets an extension before then, even if it's just a one-year tack-on extension.
I'm not in love with that.
I'm not in love with that either. We talked about it at the time, that Tibbs, you have a potential better coach, even though the Knicks don't. Think that. The Knicks made a dumb decision.
Still don't have one.
There's a potential better coach out there. 617-779-7937. Eric in Chicopee chiming in on the Celtics. Joe Mazzulla. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, I'm glad you guys are bringing this up. Wasn't the narrative when they lost to the Knicks from the team and from Mazzulla, and you're right to point out that they were not going to win that series, even if Tatum was healthy. Wasn't the narrative that it was kind of the Knicks' year, and they just kind of lost to the team that was surging? And now we look at it was the Knicks who lost to the Pacers who lost to the Thunder, and the reality, that was so far off base, it's not even funny. And we really got to look back at just how poorly Missoula coached that entire season, and especially the playoffs.
Thanks for the call, Eric. I agree, because watching that game last night did make me think, eh, I'm not all that impressed with the Thunder as NBA champions based on the way they won the game, based on the way they won the series.
Mm-hmm.
They had a great year during the regular season. They had a great year. But when I watched how they performed in the finals against the Pacers, did they look like an unbeatable team?
No, they looked like they could have lost all seven games.
So if the Celtics had been there and played good basketball, Celtics basketball, shouldn't they have been? And I know this is a big if.
Somebody earlier said, Andy always talks about what about.
Oh, my God. They would
whatever.
Have to have beaten the Knicks and a healthy Pacers team who almost took them out last year, even though I know the Celtics swept without Halliburton.
Okay. But you're supposed to be a really good team. My point is, this is an underwhelming champion. It was an underwhelming finals, yeah. And it did good numbers, and I know it did billions. I asked Dan Ball to look this up earlier. It did some sort of record setting through three games, social media posts.
For two
or
markets
something.
Like that, for mid level markets like Indianapolis
I think
and OKC?
It's kind of showing you the consumption of young people now. It does, they don't really care, the markets. Like, it's on their social media. They're going to look at Halliburton, and they were a fun team. They had a great run to the finals. They were historically. Good in terms of comebacks and, mm-hmm. and the show they put on. But I just don't think it was very impressive what OKC did to the Pacers. I don't think Pacers were great. I was rooting for them. I think everybody in America last night, as soon as Halliburton goes down, if you're not an OKC fan, yeah. You were rooting for the Pacers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just kind of meh basketball for the next three quarters. And woo, yippee.
There wasn't even that much enthusiasm from the Thunder.
And I think they kind of felt it. Like, there was a letdown for them because, A, they expected to win, I think, coming into the series. And then,
yeah,
B,
they were the favorite.
When Halliburton goes down, it's like, did we really beat them or did we just kind of take
Now we
advantage?
Beat a shell of them.
Yeah, they kind of lost because they didn't have
Celtics
their best
can relate
player.
To that.
617-779-7937. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little football. Fitzy, I know you started this last week with Ted.
Yeah.
The quarter century team for the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
We got
Patriots.
One position in.
We only do one position a day. We're going to draw this thing
out
forever.
No, we got one position in, and then we got an impromptu TED Talk back in the good old days.
So let me guess. You got in the quarterback position,
uh-huh.
and that included Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
So there's other Patriots still to come on the quarter-century team.
That's what I've been told.
We'll talk about those next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.